Markets await key Bernanke speech. JP Morgan pays settlement and Apple shares fall as Jobs quits. It's Friday, the 26th of August. Ben Bernanke is preparing to give a key speech that will be closely watched by markets for any hint of new stimulus. The Federal Reserve Chairman will talk to the annual gathering of central bankers at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Last year, his speech paved the way for $600 billion of quantitative easing, injecting cash into the financial system to try and boost the economy. This year, with the US again slowing sharply, markets are speculating that further QE may be around the corner. Shares have rallied all week in anticipation that the Fed will act to reinvigorate the US recovery. Earlier this month, stock markets plummeted as economic data pointed to sluggish or virtually non-existent growth in the US and Europe. JP Morgan Chase has agreed with the US Treasury Department to pay $88.3 million to avoid liability for apparent violations of sanctions against Cuba, Sudan, Liberia and Iran. The Treasury said such violations, which took place between March 2005 and March 2011, were shocking. These included processing 1,711 transfers totaling $178.5 million to Cubans in contravention of US regulations. JP Morgan said there had been no intention to violate regulations. The firm screens hundreds of millions of transactions and customer records per day, and annual error rates are a tiny fraction of 1%, said Jennifer Zuccarelli, a spokeswoman for the bank. We are pleased to have resolved these matters and to move forward with enhancements to their foreign assets compliance program, she also said. JP Morgan reported net profits of $5.4 billion for 3 months to 30th June, from up from $4.8 billion a year earlier on. And Apple's shares have fallen in New York following the resignation of chief executive and co-founder Steve Jobs. In early trading, the shares were down 2.5% before closing down at 0.66% at $373.69. Mr. Jobs, who had been on medical leave since the 17th of January, will stay on as Apple chairman. The new boss will be Tom Cook, formerly chief operating officer. Analysts suggested that the share price had not fallen further as investors had confidence in Mr. Cook and his team. In their view, Tim is a tough but well-regarded leader who will continue to hold Apple employees to an extremely high standard of performance. That's according to Richard Gardner at Citigroup. Mr. Cook, who's 50, had already been in charge of the company's day-to-day running since January and took the helm in 2004 as Mr. Jobs battled cancer, and again in 2009 when Apple's co-founder received a liver transplant. I'll be back again on Monday with more of your business news, but in the meantime, I've been Andy Mullarkey. Goodbye.